losing sleep because of your cat, part 2. Thankfully, she had her own cat flap to go in and out, therefore we did not have the bother of getting up and down to let her out or to let her back in. And her entrance and exit was way down the back of the house. Therefore, by the time she had padded her way down to our bedroom, which was right in the front of the house, there were no longer wet paws climbing in between us, making muddy paw marks on my lovely waterbed fitted sheet. Her fur might still be wet, though, which was often something that upset me on rainy nights. By the time we downsized to our bus, our favourite model was no longer. As I mentioned earlier in another chapter, she had suffered a fatal stroke when jumping up into Keith's arms. Before we downsized, however, we did take a couple of trips away to Auckland to visit our children in the bus, and their cat loved our bed, not inside, but on the outside this time. We often found him curled up on the soft blanket that covers our duvet, as we always left the door open for young grandees' frequent visits during the day. And because we were parked in their driveway, we were just opposite their back door. Therefore, it was very convenient for their cat to slink in, sometimes sitting in the sun on the steps or up on the dashboard by the wheel, but mostly on our bed down the back. Our model never travelled with us. She was quite happy being left at home guarding the place. Well, why wouldn't she be? She had the free rein of a nice warm house with multiple rooms and waterbeds to curl up on, and no doubt made the most of our bed when we were away. One of my friends finds it very easy to put a no-go zone on their bed. Their cat is so well trained and knows its place in its own bed out in the lounge. Even in the daytime, there's no sign of the cat on their bed, or anyone in the house's bed for that matter. She started out as she meant to carry on, and right from the minute the kitten came into the house, it was introduced to its own boudoir luxuries. And that is the end of part 2.